This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can you really purchase Jannah if you're trying to purchase your Jannah in this dunya? A'udhu billahi samii'in minash shaitaanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal 'udwaani illa 'alal zalimin wal 'aaqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheera. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bearing witness that none has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed except for Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon Him, the prophets and messengers that came before Him, His family and companions that served alongside Him, and those that follow in His blessed path until the Day of Judgment. And we ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, as we come across another Black Friday, you know, a lot of times when we talk about the isms that are the most dangerous and that are most contradictory to Islam, we leave out one of the most dangerous isms, and that is consumerism. And subhanAllah, as you think about consumerism, you probably think, well, all it is maybe splurging a bit. All it is maybe going online and trying to find the best deal on that next product, and then having with the technological advances in this world, the ability to just click a button and have it right at your door. Maybe that's what you think about. But there is a failure to calculate the dangers of consumerism as it relates to our spirituality. And that's what I wanted to speak about today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the terms of buying and selling, of trade, to refer to our transaction that we have made with Him in entering into Islam throughout the Quran, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He speaks about those who have purchased, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. There are those that have purchased misguidance using the currency of guidance. And sometimes you have to visualize. Imagine a person walking into the marketplace of this world, and they purchase dalala, they purchase misguidance. And what do they purchase it with? Guidance. And you might think to yourself, well, who actually does that? Well, when a person goes to a place or puts themselves in a compromising situation, and in the process, they compromise their Islam, and they instead have an intake of something other than al-Islam, they are purchasing misguidance for guidance. And you see this, subhanAllah, especially, where you'll find people that will sell their religion for so cheap. They'll sell their principles, and in the process, they will earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will earn deprivation in this life. Allah azza wa jalla mentions, وَالْعَذَابِ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ, that they're those who take the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they purchase the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they choose a sin intentionally and with a degree of intensity that shows that there is a disregard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-hayatu dunya bil-akhirah, right? There are those that purchase this world, and what they put in that purchase, what they enter as currency, is everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised of Jannah. Now think, on the other hand, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Medina, and they entered into a covenant with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recognizing that as they enter into this covenant of belief, and as they enter into this covenant of protecting the Prophet ﷺ, who is a refugee, who is on the run, who is a targeted and marked man, and in the process they're going to lose all notions of safety that they have in this life, when they ask the Prophet ﷺ what they get back in return, he said, Al-Jannah, and they responded and said, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ, that it is a profitable transaction. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has purchased the believers, their selves and their wealth, and as a result, they have Jannah. So Allah uses these terms of trade constantly to say that we are in a transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a believer has to see themselves as trying to purchase more and more and more of Jannah, more and more of Allah's pleasure. So think about it on the other side. How do I purchase guidance? How do I purchase Allah's forgiveness? How do I purchase the akhirah instead? What's the currency that is required so that I could purchase those things constantly and seek more and more and more? Because just like if you had unlimited wealth and you had no principles governing that, you'd never run out of things to go buy online right? And to Allah belongs the greatest example. There is no shortage of real estate in Jannah, and there is no shortage of currency to attain that real estate and to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And Allah azza wa jal wants you to orient yourself in a different way towards where you are seeking more and more and more of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in front of you. And this life, where a person feels like, you know what, I can purchase my happiness, or I am entitled. You know, you'll find that many of those who speak about the philosophy of consumerism will say that there's an entitlement to gratification. I deserve, by virtue of having this money, I deserve to be treated in a certain way. I deserve to have access to certain things, and therefore I will purchase and buy and buy and buy. And maybe I'm not thinking about what that could actually lead me to and what harm that could actually cause to myself and to other than myself. And subhanAllah, you'll find that Allah Azza wa Jalla uses the word israf, wastefulness. Wastefulness in terms of extravagance of purchase and wastefulness in terms of sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there is a notion of those who waste away in sin. And in that process, they are extravagant with themselves. They're extravagant with the sins that have been put in front of them. There's also a notion of the ethics of consumerism, the ethics of what you purchase. And subhanAllah, what you'll find is that there are unethical purchases and there are unethical pursuits of purchase. What does that mean? You go and you tell someone to boycott something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, there is the boycotting of the products that benefit the Zionist occupation of Palestine. Someone's like, yeah, but at the same time, like, I'm going to have to sacrifice my comfort. I'm going to have to sacrifice this drink that I really love. I'm going to have to sacrifice this thing that I really love watching. I'm going to have to sacrifice this thing that, you know, I'm enjoying wearing, whatever it may be. And you think about the message that you are sending, right? Clearly in that there is a diminishing of your spirituality in the process. And if you want to get even bigger in terms of ethical consumerism, think about the Uyghurs and those that are being enslaved by the Chinese at this point and what they're being put through in their slave factories to make the clothes that we wear and to put forth the items that we consume regularly, right? If a person becomes accustomed to israf, if a person becomes accustomed to wastefulness and extravagance, then they might find themselves in a situation where they just don't care anymore. And in the process, you are becoming a monster. At the same time, so there's unethical purchase, there's unethical pursuit, and what you're going to do to reach those things. And when we talk about the love of this world, a person can find themselves in a situation where if they fall in love with the dunya too much, then what they're going to do is they're going to use everything that they have in front of them to reach that thing. And so first, it's an uncontrollable desire. And then, you know what? I really want this, and so I'll engage in a riba. I'll engage in interest and usury. And what's the big deal if I engage in interest and usury? Because I really want this thing, and you know what? It's okay. You know, there are other sins in Islam. Interest is not the only sin in Islam. But then, what that's going to lead to, once you've entered into this transaction of being willing to sell your principles to attain this thing, what that's going to lead to is, well, you know, what if I have to cheat this person in order to get that? What if I have to rob this person? What if I have to be a little bit dishonest and deceptive with this transaction so that I can get more and more and more and more? And so the pursuit eventually becomes predatory as well. And by the way, the interest system is predatory as a whole, but let's put that to the side. The pursuit becomes predatory. And so initially, your desires are getting the best of you. You just want more and more and more of this dunya. At some point though, you're going to be willing to trample anyone in the pursuit of what you want of more and more and more of this dunya. Now I want you to think about this narration. It's narrated to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some of the ulama, many of them in fact, find a weakness in the chain, but every scholar will say that the meaning of this narration is indeed authentic. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. That the love of this world is at the heart of every single sin. That if you love the world too much, then that is going to lead you to a path of destruction one way or the other. It is at the root cause of every sinful disease that we have. It is at the root cause of every path away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving this world too much. And consumerism puts you in a situation to where you think that you can purchase your happiness. And as Muslims, we learn that our happiness comes from enslaving ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and true liberation comes from engaging in that servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to gain more and more and more of the good deeds that are ahead of us. Instead, I want you to think about how far it can go in terms of changing yourself. You know, consumerism doesn't just turn you into an uncontrollable customer or a customer who won't stop at anything. Consumerism also can teach you that purchasing a version of yourself is possible, that you can remake yourself in a way that is completely in opposition to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined your role in this earth. And if you go down that path, then you start to turn yourself into your own God. And this is, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Do you see the person who has turned their desires into their God? Your idol actually becomes yourself. And so do you means buy you, means spend money so that you can become the version of you that you want to be. Forget about everyone else in the process. Forget about the effect that's going to have on society. Forget about the effect that's going to have on your hereafter. Just keep on buying into this remaking of yourself. And in that process, you are going to continue to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you will make yourself the biggest pursuit of yourself. And if you start to look at every single ism that is out there that takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the root of it is the inflation of self. It's not just the inflation of product, it's the inflation of self. You try to make yourself bigger than God. You try to make yourself bigger than God's purpose for you. You try to make yourself bigger than law. You try to make yourself bigger than anything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. And in that pursuit, in that process, you end up wrecking yourself and wrecking everyone else. Coming back to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, redirect your pursuit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you to redirect your sense of competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs you to this idea that by putting yourself in a place of being content with the blessings that Allah has given you and pursuing His higher reward, that you will end up having the happiness that is sought in everything else and more. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the void in your heart that other people try to fill with products. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people that are pleased with what He has given us in this dunya and that are attached to the akhirah and that are seeking more and more and more of the hereafter so that we do not become amongst those that are called or that are under al-hakm wa takathur, those that are ruined by their pursuit of quantity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people that seek the best of this life and the best of the next through pleasing Him. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. اللَّهُمَّ آمِينَ. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.